You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
What's up, membershipers? Welcome to this episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, and you are in the place to be for proven practical tips and advice on growing your membership business. How the devil are you? Hope you are having a fantastic week. Hope all is going well in your world. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button in whichever app you use to listen to the show. That ensures you do not miss a single weekly episode of this show. And if you've been listening for a long time, you know that I appreciate each and every second of attention you send my way. Any reviews or ratings that you have the time to leave would be gratefully and graciously received. If you do leave a review, be sure to hit me up on social media at Membership Geeks so I can thank you personally. And I do read every review myself, because I like to know that we are helping people with their membership business. And of course, every review enables us to reach and help more people. All right, so let's talk about one of the most common questions people have when they're thinking about starting a membership. How big does my audience need to be before I'm ready to proceed, before I start this wonderful journey into the membership world? This is a question that comes up a lot, and understandably so, because let's face it, building a membership takes work. It takes planning, effort, consistency, and a lot of time, and in many cases, money too. And if you're going to pour all of that in, you want to know there's at least a chance that someone's going to show up and join your membership once it's launched, right? So what people are generally asking when they ask this question, how big is my audience supposed to be before I launch? What they're really asking is, am I ready? Do I have enough to make this work? So in today's episode, I want to address that. I don't want to give that kind of fluffy, oh, well, it really does depend kind of answer, because yes, of course, there's a lot of factors involved, but I know you want specifics. And importantly, I'm going to explain why the quality of your audience matters so much more than the quantity. So let's dive in. We'll start with a straight answer. If you've ever wondered what number you should be aiming for before you dive into starting a membership, and certainly before you launch your membership, we typically recommend you shoot for around about 300 subscribers on your email list. Now, that's not a magic number. It's not a hard rule. If you're sitting there with 250, that doesn't mean you're going to fail. If you're sitting there with 320, that doesn't mean you're going to be more successful than someone with 300, right? This isn't some magic number, magic formula, but it is a reliable ballpark based on what we've seen working with tens of thousands of membership owners over the year. That kind of level, that volume of email subscribers, and it should be email subscribers that we're measuring. These are people you can directly reach, directly influence, nurture, and sell to. When you have around about that many people on your list, that's typically the point where you've got enough traction to get real feedback in the planning process, real interest, real engagement, and real paying members. Not just your mum, not just your best friend from college, and that one random person who signs up to literally anything. Real, substantial results, and enough people to give you some initial momentum that you can build on when you do launch. But here's the important thing. That number only matters if those 300 or so people are the right people, because a list of 300 highly engaged, relevant, interested people beats a list of 3,000 who don't even remember who you are when you pop up in their inbox and they have no idea why they're on your list in the first place. Now, I need to reiterate this clearly. We're talking email subscribers, not social media followers. This is a big mistake that I see people making. Social media followers do not count as your audience. I'm going to say that again, louder for the people in the back. Your Instagram followers are not your audience. I see way too many people saying things like, oh, well, I've got 50,000 followers on Instagram, so this is going to be a huge success. I'm ready to launch. No. You've got thousands of people who maybe liked a photo of your cat or saw one reel that you posted last month, but they're not at the level of engagement that really is going to drive a membership. You don't own those followers. You can't control whether your content gets shown to them or when it gets shown to them, thanks to the unpredictability of algorithms. And so you can't reliably launch a membership to that audience. Your email list, that is your true audience. That's where you have a direct line. That's where people have raised their hands and said, yes, I want to hear from you. I want more. So if you're sitting there with a decent social media following, but a tiny or non-existent email list, the immediate work ahead of you isn't building and launching a membership. It's nurturing and growing that email list. Now, of course, it's not just about numbers. Yes, that 300 mark is a good benchmark, but it's not the only thing that matters. You need to ask yourself, are these subscribers the right people? Are they the type of people you would want in your membership? Are those subscribers people who are aligned with your topic, your values, your approach, your voice, your style? Are they engaged? Do they actually open your emails? When is the last time you emailed them? Do they click links? Do they reply? Do they care? And have you been showing up consistently? Because if you've just dropped them onto your email list with a freebie and never emailed again, that list is cold, and cold lists don't convert. Now, you could have a list of 100 people. Heck, you could have a list of just 50 people and still launch successfully if those people are highly engaged, primed, and you've built trust and momentum with them. Likewise, you could have 10,000 email subscribers and hear crickets if you haven't done the work of building and maintaining a relationship with them. Now look, there is some advice floating around out there that says things like, hey, you don't need to worry about your audience. Just put up a social media post. Once you've got an idea for your membership, just put up a social media post. Just tell people that you're going to create a membership around this vague topic, this vague vision. And then, hey, you know, if one or two people sign up for your membership, or they put some money down before you've created anything, before you've even built an audience, fantastic. Hey, you've got a business. I'm going to be honest with you, that advice sucks. I hate that advice. That advice boils my blood. Yes, it might make you feel better thinking that you've launched early, but I mean, you've done nothing. Yes, technically you can launch to a tiny audience and hope for the best, but let's be real, that's not a strategy. That's just wishful thinking. You deserve better than throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping some of it sticks. A membership is an ongoing commitment, a long game. It's not about just making a couple of sales and calling it a day. It's about building a community, delivering consistent value, creating a reliable income stream. That takes planning and patience. So if you don't have that audience there yet, don't panic. But don't try to shortcut the process either with these founding member launches that get you two or three members, and then you're saddled with a commitment to build out something, when really the thing you should be focusing on is building the audience. Build that foundation, build it properly. You will thank yourself later. Like that fable of the tortoise and the hare, slow and steady wins the race in the long run. Now, there's a concept you might have heard of. I've talked about it before on this show. This idea of 1,000 true fans. This is a concept that was made famous by a strategist called Kevin Kelly. And the idea is simple. You don't need to be internet famous. You don't need millions of followers. If you can build a base of just 1,000 true fans, people who love what you do, who hang on every word, who trust you implicitly, and who are happy to buy from you again and again, just from that small fan base, you can build a sustainable, profitable, meaningful business. And I take that a step further. If you've got even just part of that, those 300 people who are highly relevant, who are actively engaged, who you've been nurturing, that's enough to launch a small but mighty membership that has momentum to grow and grow and grow. You're not holding out looking for a viral moment or putting all of your eggs in the basket of just casting a vision in a social media post and shortcutting the process. Slow and steady. We're not aiming for quick fixes. We want alignment between your audience, your offer, your message, your membership. So let's say you've got around 300 people on your email list. You're at that ballpark or even more. How do you know if you're actually ready to launch, to start this journey of building a membership? Well, here's a few things to look for. Number one, you know exactly who your membership is for. You've nailed down your niche. Your messaging speaks directly to them. If you don't know who your membership is for, you need to dig deeper with your audience. Who are they? What drives them? What are their problems? You can only create a solution in the form of a membership if you understand the problems that membership will solve. So number one, know exactly who your membership is for. Number two, have you been consistently delivering value, whether it's weekly emails, blogs, podcasts, videos? If you've been showing up for your audience and building trust, you already have that pace. You already have a bit of momentum you can build on. If you've seen signs of interest, indicators that people want more from you, people are replying to your emails, asking you questions, they're DMing you with queries about the topic. Maybe they've even asked you, do you have a membership or a course or somewhere else I can learn? And number four, you validated the demand. This doesn't mean doing that founder member launch. That doesn't validate anything. But just surveying your list, setting up a wait list and seeing if you can get people interested to register their interest for your upcoming membership. Hosting a webinar, going a step further, making that webinar paid and seeing how people respond. See whether people are willing to pay you to solve their problems. If you've done those things, if you've ticked those boxes and you have that solid audience that we're talking about, that's a real strong position to work towards a launch, even if your email list isn't in the tens of thousands. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking, okay, that seems so far away. I'm nowhere near 300 people. I don't have an email list. I barely even started. Don't stress. Don't panic. You're not stood at the door of some elite club you're not allowed into. It just means you need to focus right now on audience building, not on launching, not on starting a membership, because really you're only going to know whether a membership is the right thing to create for your audience once you have built that audience. So focus on building that email list first. Start creating valuable, relevant content that attracts people into your world. Create a simple lead magnet. So this is a freebie that you can give people in exchange for them subscribing to your email list. That will help you grow that email audience. And once they're on the list, actually follow up, send regular emails. Even if you've only got 10 people on your email list right now, show up, build trust, get used to engaging and get them engaging with you. Now, this part of the process isn't glamorous, but it's essential. And honestly, once you've got a small, warm audience who trusts you, the membership journey gets so much easier. So to wrap things up, yes, audience size does matter, but not at the scale that you think. Your social media following accounts are irrelevant. It's all about your email list. That is what you need to be building. Focus more on email subscribers than the vanity metrics of social media. Shoot for around 300 people on that list before you even think about monetizing it with a membership. But don't just play the numbers game. Make sure you're attracting the right kind of people. And ignore all that nonsense, gimmicky advice that says, hey, don't worry about the audience. Don't worry about creating a product. Don't worry about validating or researching. Just cast a vision. Just put a post on social media saying, hey, I want to help these people do this thing. I'm going to start a membership. And you can join right now for just $50 when you don't actually have a product. You don't have an audience. You've not validated, you've not researched. You're building a business. You've got to take it seriously. You've got to do it the right way. And remember, quality, engagement, and consistency will always beat pure numbers. If you're not there yet, keep building. And if you are, it's time to get moving. And as always, if you want help figuring out how to grow that audience or plan the first launch, you need to come and join us inside Membership Academy. That is literally what we are here for. So wherever you are in your audience building journey, whether you are already at thousands and thousands of email subscribers, and maybe you've been thinking that that's not enough, or if you're really early on and you were thinking, you know what, I'll just build my membership and people will somehow find me. Build it and they will come is not a valid strategy, but hopefully now from today's episode, you have a better idea of what you need to do and what you need to focus on. That is it from me. I do hope you found today's episode useful. If you have, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. And I'll be back again very soon with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.